today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever been through something? How did you feel afterwards? We go through so many things in the course of a day that drain us mentally, physically, and emotionally. Have you ever had the victory over a temptation? It's most difficult to go through what life has to throw at you in your own strength and come out on the other side stronger and refreshed. Some feel they can do it all on their own. Some really believe that when they conquer a temptation, it was all in their power. This is a drastic error to make. That is a sign of a self-righteous, prideful attitude. Follow the example of Jesus. In Luke chapter 4, verse 1, Jesus was led into the wilderness by the Spirit. God allowed this to be to fulfill his sovereign purpose. Jesus was tempted in all points. Satan tempted him with the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. All of these temptations came after Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. At the end of the fast, Jesus was hungry and the enemy was waiting to test him. The enemy always comes when he feels you are weak and vulnerable. Jesus conquered the enemy with the power of the Word of God. Jesus came out on top because he went in knowing who he was and did not allow his flesh to have its way. He went in the Spirit. The thing that is of most importance in this narrative is how Jesus returned. Did he look like he had been through something? Was he telling everyone he saw, "Man, you don't know what I just been through"? Or was he saying, "Girl, I almost didn't make it"? No, he did not. How did he come out on the other side of his temptation? In Luke chapter 4, verses 14 and 15, it states, "Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and news of him went out throughout all the surrounding region. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. He returned in the power of the Spirit. He was not tired, he was not hungry, he was not weary, nor down and out. You couldn't tell he had been through something. Notice the passage does not say he was still hungry as he was after he had fasted. He returned in the same power he entered. Remember, he was led in by the Spirit and the Spirit kept him. What about you? Remember, no matter what you're going through today, it's not stronger than what's in you. You have access to the same power, the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood. The Spirit of the living God is in you. Hold on. You are coming out like you went in, strong. Finish like you started, in the Spirit. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.